This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is away. And Shahzeb Jelani, where are you right now?
I am in the plain of Arafat, which is where 2 million Muslims have gathered today on the second day of Hajj.
And that's just outside Mecca, the holy city of Mecca, on the second day, as Shahzeb was saying, of the Hajj, the holy pilgrimage to Mecca. And this is the day where it's commemorated the last sermon that Muhammad is believed to have preached 14 centuries ago on Mount Arafat. To explain what's going on in the Hajj today, Shahzeb.
Well, early this morning, pilgrims started gathering in Arafat. They spent the night in Mina, which is the tented city at some distance from here. For the last 7-8 hours, they've been gathered here. They just offered a little while ago afternoon prayers. There's no sort of prescribed things that they have to do, but most people spend this time in devotion, praying, reciting the Holy Quran, asking Allah for forgiveness. And for many people, it's really an emotional moment. Some people I've talked to said this is a turning point in their lives when they can wipe out all their past sins and kind of be reborn again.
And it is a day, in a sense, of a sort of Muslim-style redemption. It might be unfair to call it redemption, but as you say, people turn over a new leaf. This is sort of the a moment of transformation.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, people think that if they have made it to Arafat on the Hajj day, God will forgive all their sins from the past. So this is about meditation. It's about reflecting inside your past actions and sort of making a pledge that from henceforth, you'll be a better human being.
Shahzeb Jelani is a BBC reporter covering the Hajj this year. And yesterday when we spoke to you, Shahzeb, you mentioned that there were concerns, particularly among the Saudi pilgrims, that H1N1 fears, the fear of the swine flu, was keeping the numbers down. What have you noticed today?
Well, I mean, when you talk to the pilgrims here, those who have arrived here, they say they are not concerned. They think it's been blown out of proportion, and they are here to focus on praying and getting close to Allah. But having said that, it is true that swine flu has been a major concern on the government level. They've been running a huge awareness campaign. They were screening people at the airports. There have been so far 4 deaths which are swine flu related over the weekend. But only 67 cases have been confirmed of swine flu. And they've set up hospitals all over the place. People are getting tested and treated. So overall, so far, from what we know officially, it hasn't been that bad.
And with only 67 confirmed swine flu infections, it sounds like this is a real victory of the authorities in trying to, increase screenings, increase awareness, and prevent an outbreak.
They've spent a lot of money and resources into this, and certainly officials are pleased. But yesterday we had rainstorms, and there was a major chaos and a lot of disruption. Today is a much better day, and I think the weather is favoring the pilgrims.
Well, Shahzeb Jelani, thanks so much for being with us. He's the BBC reporter covering the Hajj. It's the second day of the Hajj in the holy city of Mecca, and he's in the town of Arafat, just outside Mecca. Shahzeb, thank you so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.